So now we've entered this area of evergreens. People often will come in here and say this is their favorite part of the hike. They think it's so pristine, and it is a really neat place. It's shady. The ground is covered with this bed of needles, so it's kind of spongy. It really is neat how the wind sounds blowing through the needles. But in many respects, this is a very non-pristine environment. If we look closely, we'll see that this area, these trees are growing in rows because they were planted here. What happened, and has happened often through kind of the middle 1900s, is that worn out forest land or worn out farmland in particular was often planted in conifers. People put in conifer plantations. It kind of rehabilitated the site, but it also potentially offered future income for the landowner. And so different kinds of evergreens were planted in rows, just like a farm crop. This is really kind of a foreign environment for Cranesville Swamp, but in one way, it is vaguely similar to what we would have had here, say, 150 years ago. Based on the things that people have written and other evidence, we believe much of Cranesville Swamp was fairly densely forested in native evergreens or native conifers, including red spruce and eastern hemlock and eastern white pine. But this whole region was logged around the turn of the previous century. What really allowed us to log this more efficiently and made it more economically feasible is that people began to put in narrow gauge railroads into the mountains, which allowed you to haul more efficiently the logs that you cut. And in fact, there was one that was put here in Cranesville Swamps. Hard to believe, as spongy and wet as the ground is, but they actually laid out rails on ties, and the engine for the logging railroad was called the Swamp Angel. It had these flanged wheels that cupped the rails, and as it kind of teetered along, apparently, through the swamp, it was able to stay on track because of those flanged wheels. So this area was logged, and you went from this dense area of evergreen forest cover to a much more open area. Descriptions of these conifer forests were of often very large trees, but it was also kind of a messy environment of a lot of downed trees and snags, densely covered with mosses, a lot of rhododendron, very, very challenging area to get through, but it had to be just a really amazing place to see from a biological perspective. And you had places where you had very, very thick accumulations of needles and other organic matter. It was moist, it was thick, it was spongy. Now you cut down the trees, you open up the canopy, you open up the forest floor to sunlight and to wind, and now this stuff dried out. And of course, these engines were fueled by steam. And so you had to have fire that was fueling these steam engines. And so we had fires either accidentally or deliberately set in many of these areas throughout the mountains. And these fires were just devastating. They eliminated pretty much all the organic matter in some places, so that burned down not just through the debris on the ground, but it burned down through the organic matter on the forest floor. And it took a long time for the forest to grow back, and particularly the evergreens. So now we have these conifer plantations in areas, and especially where you have red spruce, you have some of the birds that would occur in our native conifer forests actually use these Norway spruces. Things like golden-crowned kinglets, yellow-rumped warblers, red-breasted nuthatches, and even northern goshawks. And the list is much bigger than that. So in some respects, these forests kind of recreate the conditions that would have been here at one time. But the Nature Conservancy would much rather see forests of native species rather than non-native species. So the Conservancy has done a lot of replanting, particularly of red spruce, in areas on the edges of the wetland. And already we're beginning to see these spruces start to grow back, trying to jumpstart the process of recolonization by these native conifers so that hopefully we recreate some of these swamp-side forests of conifers that would have occurred here originally. As you walk through this conifer plantation, it's neat, but remember, it's really only vaguely like what you would have seen at one time. Listen for some of the birds that occur here. You might hear red-breasted nuthatches with this very high, tinny, you might hear golden-crowned kinglets, very, very high-pitched voices. And certainly you will hear black-capped chickadees.